It's been a week of chaos at the New England Center for Circus Arts in Brattleboro. The board of directors of the nonprofit circus school fired the school's founders last week, leading to an almost staff-wide strike from employees who supported the founders. And Wednesday, the entire board of trustees stepped down after accepting the resignation of the executive director. Here's an update from VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
This is what it was supposed to sound like all week inside NECA's new million-dollar training facility in Brattleboro. But things were pretty quiet around here earlier this week after a staff-wide strike forced the board to call off camp on Monday and Tuesday. Mary Welsh had her 7-year-old granddaughter fly in for a week of NECA summer camp from Morocco. And this is what she said when she had to explain why the camp was called off Monday morning.
Well, we said that when you have disputes like this, everybody thinks that their side is the right side and that they have to keep on and make it work. She's pretty realistic.
A mediator has been brought in to try to come up with a solution, and camp was reopened Wednesday. But the agreement is shaky at best. After the board said camp would open Wednesday, the staff put out its own statement saying, quote, "We felt we had enough of a verbal agreement and enough common ground to move forward," and, quote, "we look forward to the continuing negotiations." Staff members are still walking around with "I stand with NECA" buttons, which has become the rallying cry for supporting the staff and founders. And the board is working with the staff to try to make sure camp is held next week, though it's still very unclear whether the founders are part of the ongoing negotiations. Keith Marshall has been bringing his daughter to NECA for 4 years, and he says it's nothing new to see a nonprofit struggle as it grows.
It's called Mission Drift, and unfortunately a lot of nonprofit bylaws are written in a way that doesn't safeguard against where you have a board of directors that has one vision, and the founders, they hold that vision, they brought the vision to fruition, and it's sometimes challenging when you have a board of directors who did not hold that vision in their heart.
An internal power struggle between the board and NECA's founders, Elsie Smith, and her twin sister, Serenity Smith Fortune, exploded into the public view after the board fired the two sisters. The strife has apparently been going on for more than a year as the board tried to manage a growing million-dollar business, while the twin sisters felt increasingly left out of the major decision-making. And all of this is going on as NECA moves into its brand new school in North Brattleboro. Board member Mel Martin says the timing has not been good.
There's lots of work to do. I think one of the most pressing needs right now is our financial stability. The impact of last week's actions have simply been severely impactful on the finances of NECA.
Martin says at this point he can't promise that camp will be held next week, though he's hopeful the organization can survive the turmoil. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.